Fred at School Show. Fred at School Show.
Hello everyone and welcome to the summary of the first Spanish national program within the framework of Fred at School. My name is Gonzalo Suarez and I'm the Spanish national coordinator of this pilot project, which is currently being put into practice in 8 European countries, including Spain. For those of you who don't know about it yet, Fred at School is an educational project on film literacy aiming at raising awareness about European films among young people by means of not only simultaneous screenings in schools across the 8 European countries that take part in it, but also the gathering of all the views, opinions, comments and feedback about the films from the students. Fred Film Radio hosts not only the clips prepared by the students, but also national programs, both in the local language and in English, thus creating a true European dialogue on film. Fred at School wouldn't be possible without the funding from the Creative Europe program from the European Union and our 13 partners, including the UAB, the Autonomous University of Barcelona, where a group of experts is evaluating the experience of this pilot project in order to better set up educational policies and initiatives on film literacy. There are 4 schools taking part in the project in Spain. 2 of them are in Madrid, public high schools Pedro Salinas and Avenida de los Toreros. 2 groups of students from the school Angeleta Ferrer y Sensat in Sant Cugat del Vallès, Barcelona, and other 2 groups from the school María Mediadora in Burgos complete the Spanish delegation. In our first national program, we interviewed Eliseo de Pablos, director of MUFES, the showcase of European cinema that every year takes place in Segovia in November. The festival is the only one in Europe screening the 10 films shortlisted for the Lux Prize. It is out of that list of candidates to the award from the European Parliament that the 4 films composing the programme of this year's edition of Fred at School has been set up. Eliseo de Pablos told us why that selection is representative of what the European cinema offers every year and explained how MUFES struggles to develop film literacy among its audience in Segovia. We also interviewed one of the teachers coordinating the project in one of these schools, Rodrigo Garrido, English teacher at the school María Mediadora in Burgos. He explained what his duties are, how the project is carried out within the school, how the experience has gone so far, and most importantly, what the reactions to the first film, Ilegal, were. Ilegal tells the story of a 39-year-old Russian-born Tania and her fight to avoid deportation from Belgium, where she has lived for many years and is an integrated member of society. During a police check, she is arrested and locked up in a detention center, while her son manages to escape. Mania thus begins to fight to preserve her dignity, identity and humanity, as well as to find her son. Here are the first impressions in English from the students from the 4 aforementioned schools.
I think that the message of the film says that being an immigrant in the majority of countries is very difficult because you can end like Tania.
I think this movie is good because it's real, although we aren't in these circumstances.
The film is very realistic and we live it every day in our country. Unfortunately, there are harder things in real life than in the film, but it's a good example of fighting for your rights.
The film makes you realize that we are very lucky to have our lives because there are people that don't have the same opportunities as us.
I mean, I know it's supposed to be realistic, but it's like a very depressing film. I mean, they could have made it a bit more entertaining.
I personally like this film because it's very realistic and it shows accurately what is happening right now in a lot of countries, and it shows what illegal people go through and what they have to suffer.
Some of the students didn't like the film because of the darkness themes, or they think that it's a slow and boring film, as they prefer more action scenes.
The opinions on the film, as we can see, were indeed varied and diverse. The truth about detention centres, which are in Spain as real as they are in Belgium, was another provoking issue for the students as they experienced different degrees of empathy towards characters such as Tania, her son Ivan, her friends in the detention centre, or even the guards. Although the film bored some students, the portrayal of the life in a detention centre was impressive enough to trigger strong reactions.
It's kind of shocking how, you know, they prefer to go through all of that suffering than before they, you know, instead of going back to their old country and sometimes, like, maybe kill themselves even to avoid going back to their country.
We think the movie tries to educate the public about immigrants and what they have to go through when they have to go to another country or when they are already in one and have to be deported, leaving a whole life behind them. At the same time, we think they defend human rights. The problem is not why they are here, but why they must leave their countries. In our opinion, they should receive more help to have an education, home, and healthcare. We need to break up mafias that take advantage of them. The movie shows us clearly views of the power abuse from policemen, which is common in demonstrations nowadays. As we think, the police image is very bad in this movie.
As I see it, the aim of this film is to show to the world how tough immigrant life is, and you become aware of the fact that sometimes human makes bad things to other humans, and it shows the worst of ourselves.
I also think that in this, well, this film shows that you can never give up, and you have always to keep trying, because if you want to succeed, you have to make some sacrifices to be with people you really love, and also shows the unconditional love of a mother, and this is very important in the film too.
It reminds me the treatment that Jewish people received from Hitler. We should control immigration, but not in that way.
In one of the schools, Avenida de los Toreros, the students discuss technical issues of the film as well.
Something that caused a big argument in our class is the camera views. The fixed camera views were suitable and comfortable for the audience, although the scenes in which the camera was moving, these movements were confusing and annoying. Nevertheless, for the most of the people in our class, they were right and they do it on purpose to make us feel closer to the moment and to put us in the protagonist's shoes, such as when Tanya was running for the door inside of the refugee camp because she needs air and relax. In regard to the soundtrack, we all agree that it was perfect, very good chosen and set in every scene. Like, for example, in the scene of the football match, the music made the audience pay extra attention in the film and represent the happiness feeling in that moment. Regarding the special effects, there's no much to say, because there isn't a lot. But for the most of the people in our class, the clarity of the image was disturbing and made it too difficult to focus in the film. But in the other hand, other group of people think that it was right and suitable for the moment and for us to feel like the main character. The makeup was very realistic and the purses and goods look real.
The project Fred at School has opened us up to new possibilities when choosing a film, at the cinema or at home. We think this type of films makes you reflect and become aware of the injustices that happen in our country and in the rest of the world. In the class, we regularly debate the pros and cons of new technologies. However, nowadays they can be used to educate the public about the injustices that affect the world.
And this is it. I'd like to thank the students and the teachers for the dedication in the analysis and the elaboration of their clips both in Spanish and in English, which, by the way, are accessible on fred.fm, as well as the different clips on film literacy. Do not forget, the next film will be screened on Monday the 23rd March, so there will be more on Fred at School coming very soon. Thanks for listening. I'm Gonzalo Suarez, Spanish National Coordinator of the program, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio.